I'm going to hand over to David, and it's a real privilege to have you with us. David's one of our members here at the church, and we're delighted, David, that you could be bringing God's word for us tonight. So,
thank you.
It's good to be here, listening to songs of praise very briefly this afternoon. It makes me even more grateful that we can come when we heard about that Syrian family who worried about their brother. They've had to come because their neighbours, because their friends turn against them and want them to convert to the Muslim faith, and just makes me realise how grateful we should be to what we have and how we need to take advantage of what we have. I came here, the church door was open. No one stopped me. I was able to walk in. And we have that privilege, and we need to hold on to that. Can we just have a moment of prayer? Just be quiet for a moment and just reflect on our life. What does God want you to do this week? What are your plans? What are your thoughts? What are your actions? Have you asked Him? You probably know what you want to do this week. But have you asked Jesus what He wants you to do, where He wants you to be? Father, we thank You that You are such a loving and caring God. And You know each one of us by name. You know our circumstances. You know our situations. You know our fears and our concerns. Lord, meet with us. Help us to be strong, to be bold, to be faithful, to be courageous for You, and to show forth Your love by what we do, by what we say, and by how we live, that we may live for Your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's odd, is it? Oh, thank you. Right. Don't want to shout at you. I want just to read a few verses from Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, and I'm going to read from verse 14. This is a prayer by Paul for the Ephesian church. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom His whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you in power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, how long, how high, how deep is the love of Christ, and to know the love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurable more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is in and working within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. What a prayer. That's a prayer Paul is praying for his church, praying for his people, a people that he wants not just to be ordinary people, but to be special people, people who are filled with the Spirit of God, people who want more of God, people who are special in the sight of God. We read in Acts 2, disciples were told to wait on Jesus because Jesus had gone. He spent 3 years with them. And yet they were men very ordinary men, very weak men, very frightened. But he wanted them to wait because God was going to give them an inner power, an inner spirit to make them men that are bold and strong and faithful to him. And they fulfilled with the Holy Spirit. And the people around them, the crowds that were there at that time, were bewildered, asked what was going on. They were utterly amazed. These men were just ordinary men from Galilee. They spoke in languages that they were their own language. How could these ordinary men do such things? Amazed, perplexed. What does this mean? What is he saying to us? Oh, these men are filled with cheap wine. I want to talk to you about new wine, strengthened by the Spirit. This was a new thing that had happened, that was taking place in Jerusalem at the time. Never seen before. It changed men's lives. You know, it is God's purpose it's God's purpose to fill us with new wine. The wine of his Spirit. Why? To make us ready each day. To burst forth with full energy in our lives. To burst out in his Spirit. To know his strength as a daily freshness. It's not something that happens once and it's forgotten. It's a daily infilling. It's a daily need that each one of us need to have if we're going to be the people of God that God has created that we should be, and getting ready for that day when we shall meet with him. What God wants is this is what we need in our lives. People filled with the Spirit. Lives to serve him, and lives and to live a Christian life. How can we live a Christian life as we are? We're ordinary people. We're weak, we're sinners in the sight of God. What can we do? But when Jesus left, he said, I will give you a power. I will give you a spirit that will enable you to go forward, to be strong. The Christian life can never be lived on a purely natural plane, depending on natural resources and abilities. My friend, it is a spiritual warfare against spiritual foes that requires spiritual resources. So because he loves us so much, he knows that. And so he's going to give us the resources. He's going to empower our lives to enable us to cope and to deal with this situation. In Corinthians, we find in chapter 10, verse 3 to 4, Paul writes, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are weapons of the world, are not of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. Also in Ephesians 6:12, he says, he reminds us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is what you and I are fighting for day by day, moment by moment. The powers that want to bring us down, the powers that want to destroy us, the powers that want us to come away from knowing God. There's men out there that want to destroy those who believe and have that faith. But no, God gives us the power to overcome these things and to fight these things in his strength, not in ours, because we will fail. We're too weak to do so. If we are constantly giving out in our lives, we soon will discover our weaknesses and need restoration and renewal. issues such as worldliness, pressures, and cares of life, attacks of the enemy. This is why Paul prayed for the Ephesian church, the believers, that they might continually experience the riches of his glory by the Spirit, strengthened with might, spiritually energized. We're energized by the Spirit of God to get up early in the morning and to pray and to saturate ourselves in God's Word and to get out there and to testify for Christ by how we live and by what we do. We can't be Bible punchers all the time, but we can live for Christ day by day. And we're energized by that, but we cannot energize ourselves. It is the Spirit of God in us that will enable us to go out and to live that life. We need to be restored. We need to cope with the situation, but not in our strength. Something enables that Christ in us. We have this body, but we have this spirit. We have this soul. It is well with my soul, only because the Spirit of God is within us. The Spirit encourages us to love for Christ. We're not the sort of people that go out loving those who are not lovable. But Christ's Spirit does. Because we see in that person, a person that Christ died for, a price that God gave himself for. Paul's concern is with their spiritual welfare, with the inner man, that they may be strengthened. We all need this renewal. There's no exception with any of us. You may have degrees this length, but that won't save you. That won't help you to fight the warfare that you and I are in day by day. We need this renewal every day, 24/7. Jesus said the Spirit of the Father was in him. If you look at John 14:10, he says there that God's Spirit was in him. He needed the Spirit of God in his life to do the miracles that he did. So if he needed it, how much more do we? It's an increasing need. The longer we seek to serve the Lord, the greater our need. The older you get, you realize more and more how humble you need to be, because we cannot serve Christ as we should. We fail constantly, but I believe we can do great and mighty things with the Spirit of God within our hearts and within our lives. It's a longing we seek to serve the Lord, the greater our need. It is a need you cannot supply for yourself. You need this daily infilling to go out and to master the world in which we live, to go out and to touch that heart, to touch that soul, and for God to lead you to that person that he has already prepared for you to talk to. This is the life that we should live. This is the life that we should serve the living Christ. We cannot do it of ourselves. It is only by God's divine Holy Spirit which can give you the dominion over you, when you enable you to live in dominion over sin, over self, over Satan, and over the situations we find ourselves in. Romans 14 says, for sin should not have dominion over you. Hallelujah. In all these things we are more than conquerors. Why? Through him who loved us. It's all through him that we can do these great and marvelous things. We need to expect, we need to believe that we can do these things, that we can come out of our own shell, and we can do great things in the sight of God. We can believe that that person can be healed. We can believe that we can do this and we can do that. We talked about giving. We're a praying church, we're a giving church. And we can give, and God will provide for what we need. We just need to trust. But are we a Spirit-filled church? Are we Spirit-filled people? My friend, we need to be. It's only God's divine Holy Spirit which can give us this dominion. Have you surrendered your life and your service to the control of the Holy Spirit? We need to do that. I remember at college, I had a guy in my room, in the room next to me, great guy, 2 degrees, far more academic than I was. Lovely guy. We used to have coffee in my room early in the morning. He was going out to be a missionary in Africa. You know, I found out that he didn't really believe in Jesus Christ as his Savior, as his Lord. I said, Michael, how are you going to serve Christ all these years in Kenya without knowing Jesus as your Savior, without having the power of the Spirit of God? You will collapse. You will be weak. You won't be able to fulfill the purpose that you think you have. There's so many of us today who are Christians who think we can do this, who think we can do that. We don't come and humble ourselves before God and say, Jesus, give us your Spirit. Enable us to go forward in your strength. We need to surrender. We need to just abandon and lay our lives and lay our situation and lay our problems upon the altar of God so he might work through us. We cannot be effective in our Christian life without the Spirit of God upon us. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. How? By the Holy Spirit living in our lives. Who? You and I. Yes, it is for you and for me. So we can do greater things. We've got to have a bigger vision, a bigger heart, a bigger concern and be able to do things that we think are impossible. My friends, be filled with the Spirit of God, his power, his love. Ask God today, fill you with new wine of his Spirit. You and I need daily empowerment of the Holy Spirit to live to the glory of God. What can we do to receive the Holy Spirit into our lives? Firstly, we need to repent of our sins. We need to make sure there's no blockage. I had a problem with my drains, overflowing. It couldn't get through. The man came with the tools to do the job. And they're flowing beautifully at the moment, these wretched leaves. But no, we have to look at our lives and make sure there is not even the speck of sin, of wrongdoing, of evil thoughts in our lives. If we want God to do great and mighty things within our lives, let us give ourselves entirely to Christ and then try to do what he wants. And finally, I ask you the question, do you want more of God in your life? I hope and pray that you will desire to be filled with the Spirit. I want you to be hungry. I want you to be thirsty. That nothing will satisfy your thirst than seeing God work through your life by the Holy Spirit. My friends, if you believe what I'm saying tonight, or if you believe in what God is saying tonight, I can assure you it will be a life changer. It will be a life change in your life. You will have no negativity in your life. You will live a positive life. You will live an effective life. And you will be amazed at what God can do for you. It may be as far as finance is concerned. It may be as far as your family is concerned, or whatever it may be. God is able and God is willing. What he wants is a totally surrendered life given over to him, that he may have the preeminence within our lives, that we may walk humbly with him. He says, greater things. We must all have one thought, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be filled with God, to make a difference, and to do God's will in our lives. Shall we just pray? Father, you've done so much for us, given us your Son to die in our place, for our own sin upon the cross, bought us with a price, and sacrificed your Son so we might be adopted into your family. Help us to give ourselves to you, to seek and know you in our lives. Allow us to be filled with your Spirit so that we can serve you, not in our limited strength, but in your power. Empower us, we pray, with your Spirit this night, so that we can go out and live in this world and make a difference. For we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.